More than 360 businesses and investors have signed a letter calling for continued U.S. participation in the Paris Climate Accord. Major companies including Starbucks, Unilever, General Mills, Nike, DuPont, Mars Incorporated all signed on. And the call came at the UN climate negotiations in Marrakesh, Morocco, where global leaders are currently hammering out the details for implementing the pact. Joining us now from Marrakesh is Barry Parkin, Chief Sustainability Officer at Mars Incorporated, one of the largest food companies in the world. He's at the conference in Marrakesh. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me on, Meghna.
Well, first of all, America has chosen as its 45th president a man who has called climate change a hoax. From your perspective as the chief environment officer for one of the world's largest food companies, what is your reaction to that?
Well, this is about collective action. This is about getting all governments, all companies moving in the same direction. It's an incredible challenge to try and constrain the warming of the planet to no more than 2 degrees. So the more people pulling in the same direction, the better. And, that's what the Paris Accord was about, around getting, 200 countries to line up and all move in the same direction. So, of course, we're keen that every country follows through on that, and the U.S. is no exception. So, we willingly joined that coalition of companies, 360 companies, to sign that letter. Of course, we'd like the U.S. to continue on the path that they've committed to.
Now, how has Mars Inc. changed, or how will it change how it does business in anticipation of the Paris Climate Agreement?
We'd recognized that climate change was real and urgent back in 2009 when we made our first commitments to reducing our carbon footprint. And we committed to a set of commitments that were in line with the science so that we did our part to not warm the planet by more than 2 degrees. And we've progressed down that path. So we committed to a 25% reduction in our greenhouse gas from our operations by 2015. We hit that, and we're on path to the next milestone, a 40% reduction by 2020, and then zero carbon by 2040. So, we're exactly on the path that we need to be, and on exactly on the path we committed to. So this is just a long-term march towards a low-carbon economy, and we're doing that through efficiency and renewable projects. We launched a major wind farm in the U.S. last year in West Texas, 118 wind turbines, and that at one stroke covered the electricity needs of all of our U.S. factories. So we went to 100% renewable for all of those factories. We followed that this year, the beginning of this year, with a similar activity in the U.K. Again, 100% renewable in the U.K. now. And we've just announced last week a wind project in Mexico, which does the same thing. So, we're just marching through those 40 countries. The next ones we're looking at, China, India. So global activity that has to be executed locally.
Huh. Interesting. Now, there does seem to be, amongst many businesses, this burgeoning sense that for long-term stability for the companies themselves, that moving towards cleaner energy is an imperative. So is there enough momentum in the business community for cutting greenhouse gas emissions that in and of itself could mitigate any effects of, if the U.S. does, as a nation, pulls out of the Paris Climate Agreement?
Yeah, no, I think the word momentum is a good one. I think there is a significant momentum now, both with countries and corporations. And the reason there's that momentum is that this is now a great business case. We've reached that tipping point where in many places renewable energy is more cost effective than fossil fuels. So there's just a great business case to be getting on with this. And many companies have now recognized that.
Now, of course, Mars is a major global company, owns tons of brand names, including Uncle Ben's, which gets its rice from India. And I wanted to ask you about that because one of the major questions at the UN climate conferences is how developing nations are going to fund their reductions in greenhouse gases and make the transition to clean energy. Now, President Barack Obama has committed $3 billion to the Green Climate Fund, which would be set up to help developing nations do just that. But say President-elect Trump ultimately either pulls the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accords or decides to not fund that $3 billion commitment, could that have an effect on developing nations and therefore companies like Mars that have a lot of businesses there?
So first of all, we source rice from all over the world, and actually a huge amount of rice from the US, some from India for sure, for the speciality rices. No, but I think your point of, you know, how are the developing countries going to manage along this transition? Well, it's going to be through a combination of public funding and private funding. And in fact, the private funding will vastly outweigh the public funding. So it's through corporations like Mars and others who are investing in sustainable agriculture all over the world. So, you know, it's in our interests that the farmers in India who are producing rice or any other material are successful, because that's the only way we guarantee a stable and quality supply of raw materials into our business. So we are investing, we have been, and we will continue to invest heavily in developing agriculture in the developing world. And that, in fact, I think will be the lion's share of investment to solve this. And we have activities all over the world working with smallholder farmers today, and we're going to be investing even more into the future to help them get ready for climate change and to mitigate climate change.
Well, Barry Parkin is the Chief Sustainability Officer at Mars Incorporated. He's speaking to us from the UN Climate Conference in Marrakesh, Morocco. Thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you. Pleasure.